News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, the fallout is continuing from Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The shooting came ahead of the Republican National Convention, where Trump will be formally selected as the party's nominee. And our reporter Josh Crosby is in Milwaukee for that Republican convention, and he's been speaking to locals and Republicans on the ground about the shooting and the increased security in the city.
People that are native to Milwaukee are living in downtown. You can feel their frustration with all the different barricades happening. I think we weren't understanding that extensive, I guess.
You're out for a stroll with your dog.
Yes.
And like, are you kind of curtailed? You're restricted to where you can go?
Yes, I am. So it's been kind of, it took me a long time to get into the city back again just because of those limitations already. So.
And then with the shooting, does that kind of instill a bit of fear or a bit of nervousness around the city? Or?
Well, you know, sadly enough, Milwaukee's pretty big on shootings, and I just feel like emotions and people's beliefs are getting very strong with this coming up.
How are you feeling about this Republican convention taking place in the city?
It's sickening me because I love everybody. We're all human beings, and all I see is just vitriolical, like, hatred.
So I'm guessing you're not a fan of Trump?
I hate the man. I don't want to see anybody killed, but that is not a person. That is a monster. He needs to go.
What's the feeling locally now about the event taking place?
I'm sure it goes the whole spectrum, from people that are super excited about it to people that are not.
And will you be taking part, or will you be going to events yourself?
No, I won't be. I'm not from that side.
Okay, so more blue than red.
Yes.
How are you feeling about the election now?
It's probably the worst two choices we have in the last 50 years. But, you know, you got to pick one of them.
And that was our reporter, Josh Crosby, coming to you from Milwaukee, where the Republican convention is taking place over the next 4 days. Shane, extraordinary scenes this weekend coming from America, and seen so quickly because of, I suppose, the globalization and the amount of media always around Trump that we knew within moments that he had been shot.
At whatever it was, 12:30 in the early hours of Sunday morning. I watched the coverage on BBC and on Sky. Interesting vox there. And I think you actually, it sort of captured what the problem is. That person who was interviewed, and he spoke, "I love everybody." There's vitriol and hatred, and I'm kind of thinking, and then he says Trump is not a person, he's a monster. I don't think you can think both those things, or at least I think there's a contradiction between both those things. And look, I am not a Donald Trump fan. I think he's the worst thing that's happened to politics anywhere, certainly in the Western world. I think he's the worst thing that happened to politics. But he's, you know, this labelling him as a monster, not a person, I think that's dangerous. I also thought, going back to the very first time he was elected, and I thought there was protest. Remember, there was protests in New York on the street about his election. Now, I was horrified he was elected, but he was elected. He was the democratically elected president. And the idea of protests in the street, that I found that kind of distasteful. And I think it sort of set a tone. Now, Trump has done much to set a tone. But I think the problem is, once you have that politics of division and politics of extremes, then this is the road you go on. I think, thankfully, at the moment, we are still relatively centrist in Ireland. But be careful. Those who want to bring politics to the streets, whether they're on the right or on the left, be wary of them, because ultimately I'm afraid this is where it leads to.
Yeah, and I think you're right about the political rhetoric has been dialed up for so long now in the United States in particular and elsewhere. And I do think that Trump is one of the reasons for it. I suppose it has created huge division, huge polarization, and huge ability, as you said, we heard there that he's a monster to other people just because they have different views to you. And that is dangerous. And now we see this culminating in an assassination attempt. Very interesting, I have to say, and I'm also not a Donald Trump fan by a wide mile, but I have to say I've never seen him behave better than when he was shot, actually. He behaved in a dignified and statesmanlike manner. He stood up, and that image of him that has been beamed across the world with the blood across his face and his fist in the air, that's very possibly an election-winning moment for Donald Trump. I can't imagine but that people didn't sort of admire his bravery and his presence of mind and his dignity and the fact that he had just been shot. But I don't know where we go from here now. I think a lot of the rhetoric coming from the United States since it has happened is about trying to dial down the temperature, dial down the heat. But President Biden has said we need to cool, you know, the American political temperature. Having said that, Joe Biden called Donald Trump evil about 2 weeks ago. So, you know, this is the logical end point in some ways of a political system where hate is being spewed constantly, you know, I think from one side at the other, and that okay. othering, I think it's very dangerous.
Let's bring in David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. David, first of all, what's the mood like in Washington in the US?
Well, I'm actually now in Milwaukee in Wisconsin, which is hosting the Republican National Convention this week, where we're expecting Trump to make a dramatic appearance, and he'll be giving a big speech on Thursday. But I'd say the mood here and in Washington and elsewhere, there's obviously still some shock. A lot of people say maybe shocked but not surprised, given the tone of political discourse over the last few years. Many people feared something like this would happen, and indeed other politicians have been violently attacked. But yes, there is also, I think, probably a political boost for Donald Trump here. As you were just saying, the way he reacted in the seconds after this incident, raising his fist, urging his supporters to fight, really an indelible photograph that I think will be in history books 100 years from now. You know, his supporters rally around that, see him as a tower of strength and also a bit of a martyr.
Thomas Crook, the person who fired the shot, Thomas Crooks, we've learned a little bit about him. We don't seem to have any idea as to what his motive might have been, though.
No, he was a registered Republican, but he also made a small donation to a left-wing group at one point. And certainly from media reports investigating his background, you know, described as very smart at school, but also someone said, or a few people said, he was the victim of bullying almost every day. And it's pretty unclear still why he would have taken such an action. Was it a cry for help? Was it trying to be famous? It's certainly not obvious whether there's a real ideological motive here. And of course, that did not stop many politicians speaking out in the immediate aftermath, claiming that there must be some political motive and sowing even more division. But at this early stage, we just really don't know much more.
And you mentioned that we're at an early stage. We are. It's not even 48 hours since this shooting. What's your instinct as to the impact it will have on the campaign?
I think it's strangely, it strengthens the hand of both presidential candidates. First to take Joe Biden, he was desperate for something to shift the attention away from him since that terrible debate performance and many Democrats calling for him to step aside. We know Biden well enough. He's a good and decent man. He would never have wished for this to happen. But it has had the effect of damping down some of those calls. And you hear Democrats say just this is not the time for some kind of leadership contest. And on Sunday, it allowed Biden to look and sound presidential in only the third Oval Office address of his tenure, appealing for calm and lowering the temperature. So I think it's a small gain for him, but politically, it's a big gain for Trump. He did emerge from this, you know, to many people, heroic, dignified, really, you know, that stagecraft that. The preternatural genius he has for spectacle was there to the fore. Even at this moment, when he was an inch away from death, he had the presence of mind to, you know, rally his supporters. It was caught in a spectacular photograph. And I think, you know, this convention that I'm at this week, you will see a tremendous rallying around of Republicans. For the Christian evangelicals, he'll probably even be hailed as some kind of messiah. it's a tremendous surge in popularity for him.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Extraordinary times, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.